What's
at
another?
Home.
Pardon?
Not at home.
Uh-huh. And if someone came to see you and you were out in the yard and they were asking for Mrs. Jordan, they might say, you might say, she's
in the back.
Okay. Or designating that she was in the room where you cook, you might say she's
in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. And then let's see. There,
this part.
What is that black stuff that people drink for breakfast often?
Coffee.
Do you drink it?
We drink tea lately because it's easier to fix, I think. Mm-hmm.
That's true, but how do you like coffee?
Not too good. Keeps me, I wouldn't dare drink it at night.
What,
keep me awake.
What do you put in it?
Cream and sugar.
Okay, so if you drink your coffee that way, you say you drink your coffee.
Coffee and cream?
You know, this is hard to get, though. Suppose you didn't like anything in your coffee. You'd say, I drink my coffee how?
Straight.
Is there another word for that?
Black.
Did you ever hear anybody say barefooted?
No.
Okay. Let's try...
Whiskey, I've heard of that. It's called neat.
Yeah.
Make whiskey neat.
Mm-hmm. And then to get back to, if you put milk in coffee, say, you'd say, I drink coffee blank milk.
Coffee with cream.
We're saying milk. I drink...
Coffee and milk.
Using the other word, though. I drink coffee blank milk in it.
With?
Yeah, use it with milk. I drink coffee...
With milk in it.
Okay. And if you drank it... Well, the opposite of with is...
Without.
Yeah, so I drink coffee...
Without milk.
Yes, okay. That really, that's hard to get, because unless it just comes out spontaneously, mm-hmm. It's almost impossible to get somebody to say it. If somebody is not going away from you, you say he's coming straight...
To me.
Mm-hmm. Another word for
or
that?
Toward me.
Yes. And if you happen to see someone in town you hadn't expected to see, you might say, I just happened to run...
Run into him.
Mm-hmm. And if you gave your son the same name as yours, which I think you did, you'd say, he was named blank me.
Jim Fong me.
All right. And then we've got some animals coming up. Now, the kind of animal that barks is a...
Barking dog.
Okay. And if you wanted him to attack somebody, what would you say?
Sick him.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call a dog that was no particular breed? He was just a mixture.
Mongrel. Cur.
Mm-hmm.
What, mutt.
Do you have a name for a little noisy dog?
Yeah.
Might attack somebody. Better watch out.
I'd call him my... I can't think, but there is a name. There's no question. Yappa.
Do you know the word feist?
Yeah. Well, that's a little dog, little noisy dog is a feist.
Is it a breed of dog or just any dog?
I'm not dead sure. I've got dog books in yarn and I look it up, but I think it's a kind of homemade name. I don't think it's a thoroughbred name.
Okay.
I don't think it's in a dog book.
Okay. And if you have a dog who might attack somebody, you'd say you'd better watch out. That dog will
bite.
And yesterday he
bit somebody.
And many times he has
bitten somebody.
Would you ever say he got dog bit?
I've heard the expression.
What have you heard?
Well, I don't think I've ever used it, but I think I've heard it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When you say a man has hard luck all day long or something like that, I'm dog bit.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear snake bit used?
Yeah, same thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In a herd of cattle, what do you call the male?
Bull?
Did you ever hear many years ago that it was not nice to say that in front of ladies?
No, I never heard it.
Okay, I think it's more among country people that there's a taboo on some of those male animals.
I don't think I've ever heard it. Taboo on that, yeah.
And then the animal that you drive carts with, not a horse, but or you plow with, long ears. And how about something that looks like, I think maybe it is a bull that's also used for plowing sometimes.
Oxen?
Mm-hmm. Was that the plural? Several
oxen. Ox is singular.
Okay.